You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Welcome to Diablo's Digest. Awesome episode tonight. I'm here with my co-host, the one and only, Zachary Ross. Yeah, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm fine.
What's
I'm good.
Man? What's going on? What's going down? How's work? How's life?
Life's good. It's Monday night. It's kind of rainy, and I think once we do this, hopefully it's when it settles down, I think we're going to go ride my bike tonight, BMX bike.
Like, oh, next, sick.
Going to go do some nighttime exploring.
What was the thing in Rad that they did? Remember the big race at the end of Rad? It was like hell.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
I wish you were going to be in that, Zach, so I could sponsor you, because that would be amazing.
That would be cool. I'm trying to get a dirt bike in the next like couple months. So I'm riding a BMX bike because I really want to be riding a dirt bike, to be honest. I used to race BMX when I was younger, but now I'm like back out on my bike Anyway, it's not that interesting. Life is good.
No, that's good. Hell Track is the name of the event that they compete in Rad. So if anybody wants to bring back Hell Track, we'll get Zach out there. I'll sponsor. It'll be sick. We got some guests, Zach. Hook up. What do we got? So we got some main folks coming into the fucking podcast. Some fucking main shit.
One of the first bands that I like became homies with Slighted is Gumscab, and we got Nick and Ethan here because
they're fucking
shit, and I wanted them to be able to, you know, promote it. So they're here.
Yeah, welcome, gentlemen. I'm excited to have you guys on.
Thank you. How are we doing?
Yeah, we're good, man. Our connection actually goes a little one step further than this because I obviously very good friends with Chris Linkovich from Cruel Hand, and he has a lot to do with your band, and we're going to get into some of that stuff. But usually, man, we usually kick this off pretty mellow, and I like to ask everybody what they're listening to, what they've been into. So, Nick, why don't I start with you, man? What have you been listening to? Anything new? Any new bands? Shout out.
Sorry, I don't want to cut off, but because people like wondering, Nick is the singer and Ethan plays guitar.
Okay, good. All right.
But like, that's cool to know. You like,
yeah, fuck yeah.
I like knowing, and I want to know that shit.
Yeah, fuck
knowing
yeah.
is good.
Yeah. So anyway, Nick, tell us about a couple of things. Have you been listening to anything recently? Checking out any new bands, movies?
The new Full of Hell album has got me in its grips right now.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. We've been selling a ton of those at the shop.
I just love, like, the album cover matches the music so perfectly, and I've just been stuck on that. I usually obsess over music, so if a new record comes out, I listen to it every day, nonstop, nothing else really for a while, you know?
Yeah, that's how I get stuck into stuff. Ethan, what about you, man? What have you been checking out? Anything new going on over there? I shout out Days on your hat over there. Shout out to Lumpy and Days.
Never a bad album, style. Days. Honestly, there's two that I've been listening to a lot lately. One, some of our great friends, Hate Still Burns, they just put out a new EP called Underworld, and it fucking rips. I listen to it I'd say like once a day at least. Love playing with them. Whole EP rocks. They got some like real rock and roll shit, doing something really unique with it, and they're young
Sick.
And they're energetic. They're a good time. The other that I've been listening to a lot is this band from Massachusetts called Latch that we played with once. We're playing with them this Saturday, actually. Short, fast, pissed off punk music from Massachusetts. Great band, good dudes. Love it.
That's awesome. I've been checking out. I got a new signing coming to Static Era. I'm going to announce it soon, so I won't say it just yet. But I've been checking that out. I'm really excited. There's a bunch of cool label stuff. Me and Zach got some new Slighted songs coming too.
Yeah,
that's cool. Exciting.
One of them is going to have the king, Danny Diablo, our fearless leader from the podcast.
No way.
Shout out, Danny Diablo. Shout out, Static Air Records. Shout out, Slighted. That one's going to be a fucking ripper.
Yeah, that's really cool.
What about you, Zach? What have you been into, man?
Been listening to conservative military image a lot, which is like
sick. Yeah. I seen some videos of their show last night with the Chisel and Homefront, and that shit looks sick as fuck, dude.
Yep.
The sprinklers went off again.
I was just gonna say, I saw the sprinklers going off.
I'm pretty sure it was our boy Pat from Sophisticated Adult and Buried Dreams that hit it too.
And Lousy.
Awesome.
And Lousy, yeah.
I was there the first time it exploded.
Were you?
Yeah, I was literally right underneath it. We're going to see Show Me the Body. My girlfriend's obsessed with Show Me the Body, and she never saw them. So Candy was playing right before Show Me the Body, and some kid did a front flip, kicked the sprinkler. Boom! Black sooty water everywhere. I was covered. Like, I took a shower and just black was coming all out of my hair, all into the shower drain.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
I want people to learn about gum scab. I know about gum scab. How would you guys describe it, like, to if somebody was like, what kind of hardcore? Like, what kind of hardcore are you? What would you say? I know what I would say, but I want to know, like, what you guys... I would call you guys, like, power violence-y kind of, but then it's, like, really heavy, too. And then, like, I don't know. Like, what would you say?
Go ahead, Ethan.
What do you got?
I mean, personally, I don't know. For me personally, I'd say it's hard to describe, you know? There's a lot of metal influence.
I might have a less corny question for you, or a way of rephrasing that. What is it that you want to – what were your influences? What do you want to bring to the table? Like, what is it that you're, you know?
Just something different. I definitely want to appeal to people that got bullied and misfits and, like, you know, just weird, strange folks that don't really fit in. That's who I want to appeal to, for sure. Love talking to those people at shows and, you know, giving them love. It's cool to be supported by people that are, like, really well respected and everything, but also shout out to the freaks, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's super cool.
I wanted to ask you guys, too, something. Oh, sorry, Nick, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think, like, that idea for, like, the message vocally and who we are combined with fast music. We like fast and stuff for people to dance to.
Yeah, angry. And fast and fun.
Angry, fast, and fun, honestly.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk actually a little bit about Maine, because anybody who knows me knows that I have a really long history with Outbreak. I used to play up there at the Cave and fucking just all over Maine with those guys. So, I remember some of the challenges back then, and I really always felt like Outbreak made the Maine thing work for them with being so far away. Like, do you guys find it a challenge to be so far? Like, you know, because Maine is still kind of like a hike away from everywhere. Do you guys find it hard to be a band from there and network with everybody? Or do you feel like it's easier now than, you know, obviously, like, you know, when Outbreak and those bands were around, internet wasn't as big as a thing and this, that, the third. But what do you think about stuff like that? Like, being from, again, from such a kind of a more, you know, you're on the East Coast, but it's like remote almost because you're so far. Especially some of the places in Maine. Well, tell me a little bit about that.
I think honestly, like, we're only an hour and a half from Boston. We're not too far from Philly. It's definitely, it's not one of the most, like, stopped at spots, but we've got a pretty cool thing going here with a lot of our local bands, friends of ours, that all we like to do is support each other. And then I think a lot of out-of-state bands see that energy and kind of want to come and be a part of it and be able to just build something a little bigger, you know?
Yeah, I noticed, like, especially, like, with just, again, shout out to Chris Link. Like, he's doing so much with shows and trying to bring shows back. I remember, like, the first couple of big shows we talked about that he was bringing over there. And, you know, he's got Terror coming back. He brought Cinema Stair over there for us, which was awesome. So it is cool to see you guys working on kind of making it a stop again, because again, I always had such a great experience, and the people I met from there, still friends with, like I said, till this day, and that's like 20 odd years ago, you know. It was always such a cool scene.
Heck yeah. I think it's definitely coming up. I think there was, you know, that big wave of Maine being a spot for people to travel to, like the cave era, and also, you know, Wyndham Vet Center for like the metalcore young kids.
Yep.
And then I think it died for a while, and now it's just popping back up.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you guys live in Connecticut, and it was fucking awesome. I mean, I think I talked to each one of you guys individually after, and it was cool because, again, it's just like something about that fucking Maine energy, man. It doesn't matter if it's metalcore, hardcore, whatever, man. You guys always fucking bring it. Like I said, even going back to the Outbreak days, you know, just watching the bands that come out of there, it's always like just got like more energy, more of everything. It's almost like more to prove in a lot of ways, because like you said, it's just from being a little bit further away. Tell me a little bit about Gum Scab coming together. Is this your guys' first bands, or were you guys in other bands prior to this? Tell me a little bit about the formation of the band.
I think most of us, if not all of us, have been in bands for probably over half of our lives. We're all in our 30s now. But Nick and Ryan and our original drummer John kind of started the idea of Gum Scab, and it was just something that me and Trevor jumped on. But Nick and Ryan and John absolutely crushed that first 5-song demo and laid some serious groundwork for what Maine can do musically.
Totally.
And the people here have reacted to that. And I think the idea that there often aren't a lot of bands coming here, when bands do come, Maine, like you said, definitely kind of acts like it's got something to prove in the sense of making sure it's a good time.
Yeah. Oh, like I said, man, some of the best, my best memories are like being up there where like, you know, again, the shows maybe weren't like these packed or whatever, but dude, kids were going off so hard, or just like I said, they just made you feel welcome. And I always love that. It's something me and Link always still talk about to this day. Just, you know, what a great kind of like the spirit of that scene. And particularly about you guys, you know, not to pull the curtain back too much about like how much we talk about different stuff, but I know he was, you know, so excited for you guys, and he like really genuinely like is always like, you know, pushing the best stuff for you guys. So it's cool to see him like, you know, someone like that who's in a big band like Terror and Cruel Hand and stuff like that, kind of like looking out for the younger bands. Cause again, guys like that, they don't really have to do it, you know what I mean, if they didn't want to. And it's cool that he's invested into you guys, you know. And I think that's super cool. So tell me about the first kind of like, for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about the beginning of the band. So you guys did Ethan, I know you record a lot of stuff. Did you not record the 5-song demo, the first thing that was put out, or?
So our other guitar player, Ryan, does all of the recording.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah. He's recorded everything we've done since day one. So it's the other cool thing with this is we're able to hear like the progression of his production skills throughout everything.
It's really cool.
He recorded our new EP that's coming out, Cut Your Teeth, and the sound on that is just phenomenal.
He also recorded Infernal Diatribe's new EP.
Everyone
should check that out.
Yeah, shout them out. They're
good friends.
Yep. Seriously.
That band is the homies and is fucking great.
Yeah, but I could give you a little more about the genesis of Gum Scab.
Yeah.
So probably 2022, 2021, there's been like the beginning of that resurgence of Maine music. And I recorded a couple songs with Ryan on my own, just like personal weird death metal type stuff. And I'd always chop it up with him and be like, dude, we really should make like a sick project. And he's like, yeah, man, let's do it eventually. And finally, we just pulled the trigger. We were kind of bored in the winter and just started doing it. We made some friends with Mancala along the way. Shout out them. And we got them to come in the studio and do some guest spots with vocals and just hang out. And we just made some angry music. Me, John, and Ryan wrote the 5 songs probably in less than 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Real quick, real fun, and just, you know, made it happen.
Isn't that the shit? That's my favorite way to do things. Like hanging in a studio. Like I prefer hanging in a studio and making a song as opposed to the old fashioned, like having band practice and everybody standing around it.
But it was like band practice, but just we all had riffs and ideas. Well, me and Ryan had riffs and ideas, and John just, you know, laid the foundation for him perfectly. And it just clicked, man. It was sick. Also, I was watching the Wu-Tang fucking show on Hulu all winter. And I was like, bro, I need to make hardcore like Wu-Tang, like just get everyone involved. Get all the bands involved in our scene and our community. Get everyone to like do guest spots, like, you know what I mean? So that really inspired me to just.
I was going to say that even earlier too, when you guys were talking about even without that mentality, or no, even with just your band, so many of you guys with Trevor's vocals and everything, like you guys have this like Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang, mobbing style. Like,
yeah, now. Man, just community. Anyway. Just everyone involved, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and like people who listen, once you are somebody who listens to Gumscab, like they know that you're, they know your voice, they know you're the singer, but like it's very normal in a Gumscab song. You hear another voice and it's like, who's this song featuring? Probably nobody. Like Gumscab's just got like hella voice.
Just a civilian off the street.
Yeah.
You know? Just like, come here.
Yep.
Which I always thought was like, is one of my favorite things about your guys and sound and adds to the aggression is that there's, you feel like you're getting ganged up on a little bit because of the vocals like that. It's always, you know, someone jumping in and out. I dig that shit.
Heck yeah. Just you wait for the record.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm psyched about the record. Let's talk a little bit too about what I think is kind of cool with Gumscab is how, like frequent you guys release music. Tell us a little bit about the process with that, because it is really cool how, like, again, it just, if you're a fan of Gumscab, it feels like they're continuously fed new music. We're not have to like wait so long, you know. Tell me a little bit about that process.
I'm gonna tell
it's
you
crazy
something
because it
without
feels the
Ethan,
exact opposite.
Listen I'm gonna let Ethan shine a little bit here. So him and Trevor came into Gumscab, right? But they are absolute weapons to Gumscab. You know what I mean? Like, Gumscab had the demo out, but they just added a whole different level of sauce to the foundation. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And definitely, we all have our own unique skills and talents and everything, but Trevor's just an evil genius at writing. He's just nonstop. Ethan's the commander, just making everything happen. You know, like setting the sail, setting the direction, and yeah, it just all works perfectly. It's crazy.
I felt like asking each of you to be on it was kind of like, I obviously think that everybody has, and I don't know, I'm not in the band, and I'm sure everybody helps in every department, but I felt like we had a good representation of, like, you said, like, the HQ, and then, like, with you being, like, the art, you know, like, what it,
heck
like,
yeah,
what actually is going
balance.
Down. Wanted both of you here for sure.
Nick and I definitely. Got a real yin yang relationship. It's
yeah.
a beautiful thing.
I can sense yep. that. I can sense that.
Even in our personalities.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's why I wanted both of you to be on this interview for sure.
Yeah.
Heck
I mean,
yeah,
so like, I guess just like getting back to like how frequent we are putting out music, it's lucky with all of us living in the same town. So it's practicing or anything. Like Trevor lives in the apartment below me, so we can, it's pretty easy mode for that.
That's cool.
And the other thing is we're all very dedicated to this and trying to grow main hardcore in general. So knowing that we can do whatever we can to try and help with that, if that means putting out new music, that's a beautiful thing. It also gives us a chance to have our friends come and hang out and record guest vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you guys gig like a lot, man. You guys are always playing. What are some of the ambitions to tour? Like, what do you guys, I know you guys have been hitting the East Coast a lot. Like, what are the next plans? What's the next wave look like?
Right now, really focused on just getting the final touches done on this new record. Trying to push that. We're definitely working on like some release shows for that. And then, I mean, after we all work regular jobs, you know, 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday, which kind of limits a little bit, but I think we definitely want to start hitting West Coast, the rest of America, getting into Canada. Maybe, you know, if the opportunity comes, we'll always consider it and just try to play as much as often and be able to hang out with our friends while we're doing it.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. So tell me about the new record. I know that the Cut Your Teeth Gum Scab single dropped. Is that the precursor to like the EP? What's the next what's the rollout looking like?
So we got we're gonna be dropping another single within like a month or so here. And then we'll be announcing dates for the actual release for the EP with that.
Awesome. And I know you can pre-order the vinyl right now though, right? There's a limited edition vinyl coming out.
There most certainly is. Cheaplife.bigcartel.com. You can just throw it right there.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And Chris, so how many songs is the release?
We got seven new songs. So it's a long EP or a short LP, whatever you want to call it. Just a collection of songs that we had put together by the time we decided that we wanted to actually put something out physically. And we're lucky enough to have Chris backing us, doing vinyl for us, you know, always doing what he can to support us and help us with his infinite wisdom.
Oh yeah. Definitely. No, like I said, without pulling the curtain, you know, too much back, he always is rooting for you guys and always wants the best, which is awesome, because he's a good friend of the cast and the label. So it's really cool to see him again just kind of paying it forward as someone who comes from his scene there, you know, and is an arguably one of the biggest hardcore bands, to devote so much of his time, energy, and effort into, you know, developing his scene and his world and putting bands on and shit, like you know, it's something me and him always talk about, and I know he's passionate about. So yeah, so everybody pre-order that. The link will be in the description.
Dude, I think you're gonna be ordering. I think Chris will be making them in different colors for a long time. I think.
I think so too. Zach, what else did we have on the list to ask our guests?
Oh, I mean, I wanted to ask a lot of the stuff we talked about the upcoming shit. That was like the majority of my shit. And, but yeah, you know, I wanted people to appreciate. It's like I hit the road, find these guys. And I knew stuff about Gum Scab, but I didn't know it all. So I wanted to know a lot about. I didn't know that, Ethan, you weren't in the band. Like, I never knew that.
Yeah, so they, like Nick
was
saying.
Every time I'm with them, we're like, you know, I'm smoking weed and.
There's a little bit of that going on. So like Nick and John and Ryan started it, and then Chris offered the first show for Gum Scab was with Koyo at the Cavern.
I remember
Ryan just like hit me up and he was like, yo, do you want to play a show with this band? And I was like, yeah, I'll definitely play a show. And what started as one show has led to what, like 40 some odd in less than a year.
Yeah, that's great.
Super dope that Link hooked us up, and I can like, even I don't even know that dude like as well as any of the three of you do, but just like chilling with him at one hardcore show and watching him watch bands and shit, like I know that dude gives a fuck, and I know I know that from his actions, but you can just like tell talking to someone, you know what I mean? Like observing how they.
Oh yeah, no, he's the real deal, and I want to thank both the, you know, the Gum Scab guys too for looking out for Slighted, because again, that was
sure,
you know, as being a band on my label, it's always a challenge when there's a new project or something and we're trying to get shows. So I genuinely you know, I thank the band big time for helping out. There was so many good weekends that you guys did, and it definitely helped us out. We felt the love, so. You know, from my end, man, I just want to say thank you for sure for looking out for the guys.
Most definitely. And it's good music.
Hell yeah.
It's not just like, you know, oh, I don't know.
No, but you
we
know
like
how
the music,
shit
genuinely.
Is, man. Yeah, no, yeah. You know how this shit is, dude. It's like I said, man, a lot of people don't have to do shit. So when people do shit, it's very cool. So I always like to thank people, because I'm, you know, again, dude, I'm not above saying thank you or being appreciative. I think shit like that's so important. Exactly. So, yo, let's talk the future, man, of Gum Scab. So this shit comes out. Hopefully we'll have a release date kind of soon. And then it's just the plan, like, hopefully, yo, try to get as many weekends in there and just do the damn thing, right? Maybe get some festival appearances or something. Would be sick for you guys.
That would be nuts.
It'd be a dream to see any main band on a festival flyer.
We gotta make that shit happen. I always say after Long Island, I'm a Maine resident because Long Island was like my second home, or Voice of Reason days. But then Distance was just,
it's man, true, though.
Maine all the way, dude. I'm, you know, like I said, I fucking down from the cave to playing Portland to.
Well, it's
fucking,
like, you know how you were saying that you guys kind of feel like maybe a little bit of extra pressure to be like not hospitable, but make it like you really want to make sure that bands have a good time while they're up there. Like, it works. It fucking works. And I've been going up there, you know, like one shape or form since I was 17, be it like on spring break from high school or whatever, to go to like attend things or play things in whatever band I was in. And like, maybe not Maine, but like, well, yeah, I was like that age probably the first fucking time I went to Maine. But like, you get this feeling that, like, and this is someone from New Jersey, what it feels like. You get this feeling that like these kids are like up here all the time, moving with or without you, and they don't really need to move that far to have fun. Vermont's right there, Boston's right there. They don't really need you visiting at all.
But, right.
And you're like, well, that's kind of cool. Like, very not try hard. Like, their whole world's just up here. Take it or leave it. And
well, yo, what? One
if
of
I
my,
was
what
from here, I would be the exact fucking same way. I'd be like,
that's yo, move on up. Move on.
Yo,
up.
One of my favorite things to I used to do back in the day was like, I wish I could remember where exactly Ryan, the singer from Outbreak, lived, but it was somewhere way the fuck out there, like up in Bangor, like way far. And I would just like, yo, we would, you know, we'd ride together in the van and stuff. And I would just ask him destinations. I'd be like, yo, how far is like Subway from where you live? And he'd be like, oh, dude, two hours. And I'd be like, what about the closest? He was like, the closest thing is like a Walmart. And he's like, and everybody just goes there. Like, and that was just, again, dude, so intriguing. Like, dude, they took us, I'll never forget. I'll have to text Link. Me and Link are texting right now, but he's taking a little too long to respond. But I was one What's of the guys new? From Outbreak. one of the guys from Outbreak, Chuck, used to own a hotel up by, like, somewhere way the fuck up there. And, you know, these guys took us. We did a Canadian weekend with, it was them and, fuck, I forget the other band, Black Tooth or something like that. Fuck, I'm drawing a blank. But whatever, dude, they took us through a fucking logging trail to go home in a snowstorm. And we were terrified, and Chuck and them were just like, this is no big deal. And we were like, yo, what the fuck? Like, but again, man, I have so much love for that it just the statement. I'd never gone there until we started playing shows. So I never vacationed there or nothing like that. Like, my first exposure was just like, yo, yeah, we'll drive 8 hours to go play, you know, fucking one show or whatever. But it was just,
and it was worth it every time.
Oh, listen, well, dude, like, again, dude, just the friendships I have from just playing that one show. I mean, Ryan from Outbreak and I do a record label together that does like reissue stuff. He lives out in LA now, but I still talk to him all the time. We do a label called War God together that does, like, you know, just like alternative rock and movie soundtrack reissues. And again, talk to Linkovich all the time. So just like, you know what I mean, dude? Just like, yo, that 8 hour drive has been worth a million fucking things, dude. You know, even just leading to talking to you guys and doing some helping Chris out with his label stuff with you guys and shit. So I'm excited for him and for you and for the band. I got to get you guys to Connecticut again too. Again, seeing you guys here was awesome. So we'll have to bring you back. Before I let everybody go, any last shout outs or
for
Zach, you got anything on your mind?
I mean, I've shout out all of our boys that were both boys with Infernal Diatribe, Clock Out.
Yeah, they were sick as fuck at that show too in Connecticut.
Clock Out rules. Shout out Cooked.
Cooked. I'm like sitting.
Yeah, they're on your new single.
I'm cooked right now, trying to remember. yeah, dude.
Cooked is actually incredible. Cooked is featured on the new Gum Scab single, so make sure you check them out.
Burlington Punk Rock.
Dude, yeah, so sick. Fucking good. That band is so.
Shout out a lot of the Central Mass hardcore bands too, because they're all our homies. Wisdom and War,
Edict.
Wisdom and War, Edict.
Yeah, sure. Edict is sick.
Lousy, can't forget, Ryan Lousy.
Can't forget Hard Target, label mates Hard Target on Static.
Exactly, Hard Target.
Yeah, fucking
Life's End.
Just yeah, no,
shout
they're,
out
they're
all the homies.
Yep. Now, we made so many friends. It's ridiculous. How, like, we can just go to any show in New England and see a bunch of friends, you know?
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you need new hardcore to listen to, go to Gumscab's page and listen to that, and then go to people also listen to, and then just add all the bands.
Heck yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Northeast right now.
Yeah, that is the way to do it. Well, yo, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. Zach, shout out to you for always holding it down with me here on Young Digest.
Zach!
Yeah, I'm excited to get him and Danny, aka Zach, into the studio. I'm sure Len is going to have I'm sure Len is
going to have a... Shout out the graffiti writers, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm sure Len is going to have a lot of fun with you two guys. So we'll have some more news on that, but we are working towards getting the Slighted vinyl pressed. It is not on me. It's on Zach. Wants that a couple tracks. He knows if it was up to me, already be out. So I gotta not to throw you under the bus, brother, but people keep asking me about it, and I don't want to make it seem like it's not on me. You know,
Zach wants you guys that to would have be a full... not. You should clear that up. That would that wouldn't be the best look for you.
He wants people to have everybody knows Zach is a generous person. He wants you to have more than five songs on a record. So
yeah, that's really it.
That really is it. So we're working
and
that away.
And it's not just they're not like the studio time to record them is booked. I'm like, let's just
no. You want to listen? We again one of the features is Zach. You're trying to you want people to have a nice release, which dude, that's one of the most amazing things about you, dude. And that's why I love working with you, brother.
Yeah.
He loves
there's
it.
More. There's a lot more I want to do with this. I've been there's a lot more I want to do than Ezak, but I'm working on it. I've been telling this gentleman right here that I want to get Nick to sing on a Slighted song. So we so we have to do that, something like that, or vice versa. We got to get that done ASAP.
For sure.
Just so we can be tagged on each other's page and be official.
Yeah, no.
It's a beautiful thing.
Facebook official, baby.
Hell yeah. No, that's what's up. But listen, man, you guys know whatever you need, man. I'm always happy to fucking help.
Yo, we appreciate you, Jay, for everything.
Seriously.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. No, this is going to be great, dude. I know, like I said, man, pre-orders are up now. I know, Chris, they're doing very well. It's a limited run of 100, so I cannot stress enough to you guys to pick this up. And again, man, like you are people, you know, this is to the people who listen, like when you are ordering something from a label like Cheap Life or helping a band like Gumscab, man, you're really helping develop a band, a scene, you know, really getting people to the next level. You know what I mean? So think about donating some of your paycheck to buy this record. Again, pre-order links will be in the audio description of this. Guys, yeah, doors always open, man. I'd love to see you guys come to the shop. If you need anything, you know where to find me. Zach, mad love for you. I will text you this week to go over other shit. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for this. This was great. And I'll see you guys all soon.
Mad love.
Be safe.
All right, everybody. All right. Be safe. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.